Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I get your name and your job position, please?
Yes. My name is Shirley Mann, and I am one of the expedition managers with Students on Ice.
So would we be able to get more information about the upcoming Arctic 2019 expedition with Students on Ice?
Yes, absolutely. I'm happy to share. So this summer, we will be running our 19th annual expedition to the Arctic. We'll be traveling from Ottawa to Western Greenland and the Eastern Canadian Arctic. We run an Arctic expedition every summer, and this summer the itinerary is different every year, and so we're pretty excited to be taking students to these really special and unique places on Earth. Expedition dates are July 23rd to August 7th. So, yeah, students have the opportunity to apply and participate in our program and meet youth from all over the world on this journey.
So how many students are you guys reaching out for?
Well, in total, we take about 125 students, both high school and some post-secondary students. But the majority of our students are going to be in high school between 14 and 18.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of students.
It's going to be a great group. Our students are very diverse. They come from lots of different countries around the world. I believe last year we had people representing, I think it was about 19 different countries.
Wow. So about how many students will be going from Nunatsiavut, would you know?
We always have scholarship opportunities for students from Nunatsiavut, and I think that this year we'll have approximately 6 or 8 scholarships. For students from Nunatsiavut who are listening, I would highly encourage you to apply, because there's definitely scholarship opportunities for you.
So how can the students apply for this great opportunity?
We have our application form. It's already online, and so you just have to go to studentsonice.com and follow the links to the expedition section of the website, and the application form will be right there. It doesn't take too long to fill out, but if students need support, then we encourage them to speak to their teachers at their school. We've contacted all the schools to let them know about the deadline that's coming up so that they can support the students.
Okay, so can you let us know about the deadline date, please?
Yes, absolutely. It's coming up fast. It's coming in 2 weeks, and the deadline is February 17th.
What will students expect this summer on this expedition?
So our expedition has a really engaging and intensive education program. The students can expect to be engaged in the program even before they leave home. There will be some readings to do. The themes of our education program change every year. This year, we're going to be having a focus on healthy oceans, healthy communities, and the sustainable development goals. Every day there's going to be a great variety, a good mix of lectures and hands-on workshops, and of course we always go out on the land. So there will be zodiac rides, we'll be taking the boats out, make sure to spend lots of time on the land, you know, immersing ourselves in nature and giving the students an opportunity to connect with each other, but also connecting to the outdoors.
Wow, sounds like a really good expedition.
It is. It's wonderful. It's a really unique opportunity for young people and also for the staff that join us. It's a chance to spark something in yourself. You know, if you have this desire to make a positive change in your life and to learn something different outside of school and to meet young people from around the world, it's an excellent opportunity to do that.
So you mentioned about the dates already. How long will the expedition be in total? Is it a few weeks or?
In total, it's about 2.5 weeks. Students from Nunatsiavut are actually going to be participating in an extra 2-day program before the official expedition starts. We have a program that's called Savitut that we run in Ottawa. It's in partnership with Nunavut Sivaniksavut, and all students from Inuit Nunangat are invited to this program. So that starts on July 21st. So we'll fly you from your home community to Ottawa in time for this program to start, and then on July 23rd, the official expedition starts. Everything finishes up on August the 7th, and so you'll be flown home after that date. So in total, I think it's just about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, wow. Shirley, would you like to add anything else about this expedition?
No, I think you asked really great questions to get all the details out there. Yeah, I can't wait to meet whatever students come from Nunatsiavut, because for sure we'll have them. So if you're out there and you're listening, I hope you apply, because it's you.
Will you guys be having any special guests on this expedition?
Yes, we always try to have lots of special guests. We work really closely with different organizations across Canada and also internationally. In the past, we've had, you know, officials come from the different levels of government and also Parks Canada. We work really closely with like the Torngat Mountains National Park, for example, and so when we travel to there, we make sure to have someone from the parks join us. And we also have different musicians and artists that join us as well. And so this year, I don't have a confirmed staff list yet, but as soon as we do, we make sure to share it publicly so people know.
Okay, Shirley, I'd like to thank you for having the time to speak with me today, and I hope you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lavinia. Thank you for having me, and it was a pleasure.
Okay, I'll keep in touch. If you guys need anything aired on the radio or anything, just email me or let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for helping us share the news.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.